Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Cult of Food. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Lots of restaurants have opened up to great acclaim in Los Angeles, but not many can boast being the centerpiece of a cultural, culinary, and ideological revolution. Pioneering health food restaurant, The Source certainly can. But what most customers don't fully understand was that the restaurant truly went beyond clean living, yoga, meditation, and organic eating. It was radical in far more ways than one, evolving into the star-studded, sex-driven, destructive New Age cult we now know as the Source family. The Source starts not in Los Angeles, but in Ohio with a young James Edward Baker. James Baker was born on July 4th, 1922 in Cincinnati. Raised alone by his mother, Cora Baker, James grew up fast as an athletic kid and a health enthusiast, who also was a self-proclaimed master of jiu-jitsu. According to LAist, James grew up fast and made a name for himself through his athletic ability and passion for nutrition, with help from mentor and father figure Paul Bragg. If that name sounds familiar to you, congratulations, you are into health foods. You might know Bragg's apple cider vinegar. But Bragg was also into lots of health trends, including fasting, juicing, and vegetarianism, and even wilder and more damaging shit, like blaming cancer on people who eat, quote, gooey, slimy foods. At 17, James graduated from Chicago's Swedish School of Massage, got a job, married his boss's daughter, and then lied about his age to join the Marines and fight in World War II. There, James befriended a man by the name of Jack LaLanne when the two met at a VA hospital. James was there as a patient, with shrapnel in his leg from the war, and Jack LaLanne was the dietitian/nutritionist at the recovery center. As a 15-year-old, LaLanne had also become a health enthusiast after hearing a lecture by Bragg, and of course would go on to fame as one of the country's first fitness gurus. In any case, James Baker came home from the war with a silver star for his role in the Battle of Rennell Island, though that's according to him. There is no record of him receiving the silver star. After that, he opened his own gym in Cincinnati. But he wouldn't be in Ohio long. Fame was calling. James left his life abruptly, and by life I mean his wife Margaret and his young daughter Peggy, to go to Hollywood and audition for the role of Tarzan in an open casting call. Surprising nobody, I'd imagine, James did not get the part. But there he was in Los Angeles trying to find work as a stuntman and bodybuilder. But his hustle in Hollywood was short-lived. Soon James opened up his own sandal shop on Fairfax Boulevard and met the woman who would be his second wife, Elaine. He was also known to hang out with men called the Nature Boys, a group of vegetarian musicians who would wander the hills, hang out in trees, cafes and nature shops, and places like that. Eden Abes, the group's leader, actually wrote a hit for Nat King Cole entitled Nature Boy, an obvious homage, and was known to sleep under the first L of the Hollywood sign. So, these were James Baker's friends. But it wasn't all peace and naps and microgreens. Baker killed his Topanga Canyon neighbor with a judo kick after an argument over a pit bull turned violent. He managed to avoid prosecution, but other bad choices would soon catch up with him. In 1958, James and his wife Elaine opened the Aware Inn at 8828 Sunset Boulevard, a block away from the Viper Room, if you know the Sunset Strip. The menu was, surprise, surprise, mostly organic, consisting of salads, entrees, and a very well-received cheesecake. In 1961, Joan Winchell gushed about the place in the Los Angeles Times. Quote, "This is our favorite spot of the evening, reminding us as it did one of those down-a-side-street discoveries in Paris. It's small, cozy, red-checkered, tablecloth, and has a fire burning dreamily in the red brick fireplace. You can get a complete dinner there for $2.95, and fellers, if you ever want to be really alone with the girl of your dreams, the tiny upstairs aware provides a beautiful view of the city lights and a wonderful waiter. Jim Baker is the unique young owner whose hobby is anthropology. Promised Jim we'd try his stuffed grape leaves next time around at his new Aware Inn in Sherman Oaks." Charming, right? In the years to come, James and Elaine would have three sons and open two other restaurants, the Old World in Hollywood and Discovery Inn in Topanga. But while outwardly things seemed amazing, James was self-destructing. He drank heavily and cheated very obviously on his wife, and things came to a head when in 1963, James was cheating on Elaine with C-list TV actor Gene Ingram, better known for appearing in westerns like Gunsmoke. Gene's husband, Robert Ingram, was a builder from Corona del Mar and was not happy with the affair. And in another altercation, James killed Robert Ingram with two chops to the neck and a bullet in the head. James was held in custody and tried, and at a trial he admitted to kissing Gene once, but claimed it was a mutual interest in health food and Indian philosophy that had drawn them together. Quote, "It was a spiritual attraction," he said. James was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to 1 to 10 years in prison, but only served 5 months. Yes, if you're counting, at age 41, the peace, health, and love entrepreneur James Baker had already murdered two people. After he was out of prison, James Baker was all in on the hedonism, drugs, spirituality, and food. He became a follower of the problematic spiritual guru Yogi Bhajan, who is credited with bringing Kundalini yoga and astrology to the West. He bought a purple Rolls Royce and briefly married a 19-year-old French hippie named Dora. His drug use and erratic behavior sent Dora packing, and his investors decided to pull out of all of his restaurants. For the record, it wasn't him murdering people, but buying unconventionally painted cars. Without any restaurants to call his own, Baker was restless. According to the book The Source, The Untold Story of Father Yod, Yahowah 13, and the Source Family, quote, "One autumn day in 1968, Jim was hiking among the Calabasas Oaks when he met a man on the trail. Jim regaled the fellow hiker, a man named Ray Feldman, with stories of his spiritual quest and his new idea for a restaurant based on dietary wisdom found in the secret teachings of Jesus Christ as revealed through the Essen Gospel of Peace. Charmed by the fellow hiker, Feldman loaned Baker $35,000. Quote, "Jim spent the next few months reconstructing the little building he picked on Sunset and Sweetser from its former life as a motorcycle and hamburger joint," writes Isis and Electricity Aquarian in The Source, The Untold Story, their book about their life in The Source. Quote, "One day, Baba Don, a friend from Yogi Bhajan's ashram, stopped by and asked what he was going to call the restaurant. Up until then, Jim had been referring to it as the Salad Bowl, but when he opened his mouth to tell the name, he blurted out, The Source, as if someone else were speaking through him. And thus, it all began." On April 1st, 1969, the 25-table Source officially opened for business. It was a psychedelic place, with a fireplace James converted into a waterfall and melting rainbow candles everywhere. But the food didn't hit right away. After some criticism, it went from raw vegan to just vegetarian, with vegetable salads, fruit salads, lentil soup, cheesecake, and, quote, "the best fresh juices on the planet." Even the LA Times liked it, saying, quote, "Seems like almost everyone's been here at one time or other for the Source's cheese and walnut loaf or mother's eggplant, stuffed with Greek olives, mushrooms, pignolas, tomatoes, and sautéed in garlic, with brown rice. Both of which, as are all entrees, $4.25. Their salads are full and filling, their juices are made fresh to order, even watermelon, and their Kona coffee is as aromatic as the flowers on the tables. They're tight in the running for the best cheesecake in town, with their coffee, carob, date nut, or plain at $1.25 a slice. And their thick cinnamon and nut-stuffed whole wheat French toast is unmatched. You usually get to gaze at some rock star or other since the Source is right in line with the Hyatt House and down the road from the Roxy." Slowly but surely, the restaurant gained traction, with celebrity regulars like John Lennon, Julie Christie, Joni Mitchell, and Marlon Brando. Quote, "There was a short Renaissance period there where it was really very magical," former follower Electricity Aquarian says. At this time, James also kept busy by teaching yoga and philosophy on Sunday mornings at the restaurant, and pursuing another 19-year-old named Robin Popper. Robin was a go-go dancer who worked at the Whiskey A Go-Go and partied with self-proclaimed beat musician son of Aleister Crowley, Graham Bond, and his girlfriend, Diane Stewart. One night, James spotted Robin hitchhiking to her good friend's house and invited her instead to come with him to one of Yogi Bhajan's Kundalini yoga classes at his 3HO ashram. Reluctantly, she accepted his invitation and the two stayed up all night talking. The story doesn't have much significance until you consider the context. Robin's good friend, Sharon Tate. That night, August 9th, 1969. The next morning, when news of Tate's murder hit, Robin took James Baker's invitation and date as a sign that she should follow him and be his wife. The two got married in 1970 after 3 months of strict Kabbalah study. With a new wife, a new path, and a hot new restaurant, James Baker was high on his new momentum, and other things, probably. It was all going to his head, clearly, because in March of 1971, he decided he would shed his identity as Jim Baker from Ohio and become Father Yod. Father Yod was a leader, and a leader has followers. A leader is larger than a husband, a restaurant owner, a parent, a teacher. So the newly christened Father Yod and his followers moved into a Los Feliz mansion they called the Mother House, and a cult was officially born. Let's take a break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello. You good?
Yeah, I think they're good.
Good.
I think they're good. It's all the right vibe I get.
That's it. That's the vibe you're getting.
It's all about good vibes right now. Ooh, at this point.
Getting those good vibes.
Getting those good
the airwaves
vibes
back towards you. I don't know.
Those vegetarian yoga vibes.
Ooh.
We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, spreading the good word of Ghost Town,
mm-hmm,
getting the word out there.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it. We want to say hello to our family, our government.
Great.
They're pretty much like a family.
Yeah.
Universally, governments are like families.
Everything they say.
We've got our beloved mayors just chilling out in tree pose. A little bit of a show off. No big deal.
Good balance.
Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
Totally rocking upwards facing dog.
Oh.
Just, you know what I mean?
Great.
Just looking up.
Avant-garde.
Being
I like
up.
It. I like it.
That'd be Kat Joselle.
Hello.
How about a little warrior pose?
Ooh, like it. Hard one.
It's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
That's Casey Weber.
Hello.
And not to be outdone, rocking Warrior 2.
Warrior 2, even harder. I'm also not good at yoga.
Charlie Gilbert.
Hello.
And a brand new mayor in the
Ooh.
House. New mayor in the house.
New mayor alert.
Sound the alarms. Just chilling in child's pose.
Easy.
New here.
Relaxing.
Take it easy.
That's right. Stretch it out.
Relax in child's pose. We'd like to welcome brand new mayor, Kelly Meehan.
Hi,
or
Kelly.
Meehan. We're going to find out, and she's going to tell me.
Yeah, she's going to
It's either Kelly
out.
Meehan or Kelly Meehan.
Okay. We'll get to the bottom of it eventually, I'm sure.
And totally transcended.
Wow.
Beyond poses, beyond breath.
Just the universal consciousness.
Is our governor.
Mm-hmm.
Third eye wide open.
That's
chakras
right.
All aligned.
Hitting every chakra.
Avian Noble. If you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, just the good stuff. 7 days free if you want to check it out. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. One more thing. If you happen to listen on Stitcher, Stitcher is going away. I don't know how they're I think it's going to be SiriusXM. I don't know what the deal is, but if you only listen on Stitcher, I don't know, the next month or two, there will be no more Stitcher. So it's
please
out.
Please don't stop listening.
This is not a secret. This is not like an inside track.
No.
Find another way to find us.
Please. I beg you.
Find your way back to your family.
Don't stop just because Stitcher stopped. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Just keep going. Just, find just us. Claw
persevere,
through.
Persevere. You can do it. You're strong.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Want to get back into it?
Let's go back. It is 1972, and James Baker is now Father Yode. He only wore white suits and drove a white Rolls Royce to 2411 Iverness Avenue, a 24-room mansion heavily featured in Invasion of the Body Snatchers. A 2007 LA Times article called this house, the mothership, a, quote, hippie playboy mansion where friends came to Sunday socials to listen to Father speak. There, Father Yode accrued members, led, did drugs, ran the source, and supported his community through the earnings of the restaurant, which grossed $10,000 a day during its peak. The transformation from restaurateur to guru was officially complete, and honestly pretty shocking to outsiders and restaurant regulars. Quote, the James Baker I had casually known had looked like what he was, a well-to-do Beverly Hills restaurant owner, modishly dressed, with a sort of hip, cool attitude, entertainer Steve Allen recalled in his book, Beloved Son, A Story of the Jesus Cults. Quote, the figure that now appeared looked like Michelangelo's version of God the Father. Long, flowing gray-white hair, a full beard, piercing eyes. But the source, despite what Father Yode looked like, was still a tight ship, if a communal one. Quote, it was very well organized. Nobody cared what jobs they did. We all knew how to do everything, but we didn't care if we were waiting on tables or making food. There was a crew and they had their shifts. It was run like a business, Electricity Aquarian said of the restaurant at the time. The way of life for the 150 people living at the mothership reflected the restaurant. Father Yode's followers followed organic vegetarian diets, communal living, and utopian ideals, used loosely. They had a, quote, spiritual boot camp regime of 3 a.m. cold showers and kundalini yoga, lots of exercise, and lots of marijuana. And of course, there were the signature source family commandments, also called guidelines. Some of them include, obey and live by the teachings of your earthly spiritual father, love your earthly spiritual father more than yourself, harm not one of your body parts either by neglect, food, drink, or knife, allow each vibration to complete its own cycle without interference, and each morning join your vibration with the ascending currents of the universal life energy using the keys that your earthly spiritual father has taught you. I think you'll agree, they don't really feel like suggestions. Followers were also encouraged to give themselves a new name and take on the last name Aquarius. That's why a lot of these people we're quoting have the same last name. And of course, they were also encouraged to let go of their actual families and worldly possessions. This last part did not sit well with many parents of the source family members, who sent police over on numerous occasions to follow up on statutory rape allegations. Father Yode responded to these sporadic rape charges by ordering the underage girls to marry older men if they wanted to stay at the mother house. Then he himself married a bunch of younger girls to set an example. Robin, now Ahom, was not happy with it, but tolerated the 14 other women Yode called spiritual wives, whose names were Makushla, Isis, Astral, Heaven, Prism, Aquariana, Harvest Moon, Galaxy, Lovely, Peralda, Hypatia, Tantaleo, and Venus. Yode also had three children with some of these spiritual wives, Tau, Buttercup, and Yode. Isis, a former beauty queen who left a glamorous life and a fiancé to be Father Yode's wife in her late 20s, says, quote, I knew instantly that he was my spiritual guru, she recalled. I never looked back. And this is something that each of us felt. It was never any question that this was our destiny. But the original wife of the source family, Robin, of course, had a different experience at the time. She says, looking back, that Father Yode was, quote, a dirty old man on a lust trip. The mothership also didn't seem like a group spawned from a successful restaurant. According to a 1972 profile in the LA Times, quote, there is no stove in the kitchen. There is no need for one. The family eats just twice daily, uncooked fruit and nuts and seeds and milk and honey. This morning, the women served a, quote, pie of crushed nuts topped by guacamole, sliced tomatoes and alfalfa sprouts, a fruit and nut salad, sliced bananas with yogurt and carob dressing, wheat rolls with herb sauce, and milk. In true 1970s cult form, members of the Source family also decided to start a psychedelic rock band called the Yahoo 13. They began to press LPs in 1973, most of which were recorded after hours of meditation at 3 to 6 a.m. in a soundproof garage that served as their studio, and most of it was completely improvised. The music was then sold to the public in the Source restaurant for $10 each. But if you haven't had enough wild LA trivia, I should also say that somewhere in this period, actor Bud Cort, most famous for his role in Harold and Maude, quote, briefly joined the family, but didn't stay long. Why? Well, I would love to know. After just a year, the Chandlers, who still owned the Mothership Mansion, decided not to renew Father Yode's lease. According to Isis Aquarian, quote, I imagine the sight of 100 young people living in one house, all wearing white and following around a man who looked like Moses, might have made some neighbors nervous. We were kind to everyone and kept the house immaculate, but we were up at 3:30 a.m. every morning for meditation, played music, and liked to walk around nude, among other things. Sometimes we would see men on the hill peering down at us with binoculars, and police helicopters occasionally hovered over the compound. In March of 1973, the Source found a new house in Nichols Canyon, closer to the restaurant on the Sunset Strip. The small, three-bedroom house was built by Catherine Deneuve and was later owned by members of ABBA, and the family paid $1,000 a month, according to Isis, quote, just as we had at the Chandler Mansion. Different time, different prices. She also said that Deneuve, quote, kept two leopards in big cages in the backyard. Father Yode called this house the Father House, and it was way less glamorous than the Mother House. Quote, the Father House period was a new time frame, a shift in the energy. For my research, I interpret that quote as being, it was very, very hard to have 150 people living in one house, a house with three bedrooms, and a lot of rape and child bride allegations were catching up to Father Yode and his crew. The family made do, though, building sleeping platforms outdoors and broke up the rooms into rows of divided plywood bunks they called beehives, or cubbyholes. A couple could slide out the divider between the two cubbies and have a double suite if they liked. The Source family believed in natural birth, of course, and delivered 51 babies in the Father House, though one of the babies got a bad staph infection and a hospital trip ended up tipping the authorities off to the house, so the Source had to change locations yet again. Quote, the Source was equated with the Manson family back then, Octavius Aquarian, a Source member, remembers. Fear of the unknown is usually a factor. Father Yode got slammed with a tremendous amount of negativity for so many reasons and from multiple sources, including quite a few Source sisters and brothers. So the next hub for the Source family was Hawaii. On December 26, 1974, Father Yode sold the restaurant and began another new chapter for his followers. A life away from child protective services, law enforcement, building inspectors, health inspectors, and pretty much anyone else. But when the Source family was met in Hawaii, they did not get a kind welcome. They were met with threats and hostility. The Source family members realized that their reputation had preceded them. Father Yode used the Source restaurant's dwindling sale money to buy a fishing boat and an airplane for spotting the fish, which did not do much. Unable to support his 140-person family, he pleaded for his followers to leave Hawaii. On August 25, 1975, despite having no previous hang gliding experience, the 53-year-old Father Yode randomly went hang gliding, leaping off a 1,300-foot cliff with a hang glider on the eastern shore of Oahu. He crash-landed on the beach and had no external injuries, but was unable to move and died 9 hours later. The Source family refers to this day as, quote, Black Monday. After 3 days of vigil, Yode was cremated and his ashes put to rest in Lanikai Beach in Hawaii. Quote, to this day, I feel he was calling the unseen world's bluff, Octavia says. Another former follower, Jin, feels similarly. Quote, it was a shock to all but perhaps subconsciously expected. He often mentioned him leaving this plane to serve his children less fettered in the next dimension. The family attempted to stay together for 2 more years, but in 1977, the Source family officially disbanded. Quote, it was brutal coming back to the system we left behind for most, Jin says, even when having wealthy families to go back to, because of all the I told you so's and the humble pie that was served. Octavius also struggled with the transition back to reality. Quote, when you offer a crutch, it helps but can also create a weakness, he explains. It took me a couple of years to enter back into traditional society. But the Source family lived on in different incarnations that, in my opinion, don't age well very much at all. The Source was quietly referenced in Woody Allen's 1977 film Annie Hall, When playing Alvy Singer, Alan orders alfalfa sprouts and a plate of mashed yeast. In 2006, two Source family members, Isis Aquarian and Electricity Aquarian, wrote a history of the group, which I quoted from in this episode. It's called The Source, The Untold Story of Father Yod, Yahowah 13, and the Source Family. Sean Ono Lennon also credits the Source Family with inspiring the look and attitude portrayed in the video for his 2013 song, Animals. Though only nine LPs, nine, not very little, were produced and released at the time, it is rumored that more than 65 albums were recorded by Yahowah 13, but were lost over the years. Isis Aquarian is now overseeing the remastering and releasing of the Source's music through Drag City Records of Chicago and on the official Source site, www.yahowah.org, which you should absolutely check out as soon as possible. It's a living time capsule of the group, reflecting a time that was ingeniously and oppressively capitalized on by one James Baker, also known as the notorious Father Yod.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.